The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, looking ahead a bit, we have eyes on a new weather system heading our way. The Arctic air, not done with us yet.
And we are tracking the path of this for you. It should arrive by this weekend.
But how long will it stick around? Let's turn to KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, who's tracking this. Danny, what can we expect and how long will it stay?
Well, you're going to go to bed about 60 degrees on Friday evening, and you'll wake up to temperatures near 40 with wind chills in the mid-20s as that Arctic blast comes through during the early, early morning hours while you're sleeping. And, folks, it's going to stay cold. This air mass will be colder than the last one, especially as we get into Monday and Tuesday. We may not even get above the freezing mark on Tuesday. And by Monday and Tuesday morning, we'll have some lows in the teens across the area. Monday morning's wind chills in a single digit. So it's going to stick around from Saturday all the way through the middle of next week before temperatures slowly start to moderate. And I'm also looking for the potential of some wintry precipitation on Tuesday, and it might even extend into Wednesday as well, but still days to analyze the data.
Thank you so much, Danny. And of course, it never hurts to be prepared for winter weather.
It has only been a week since the snow, so you may have some of these still in place, but it will not hurt to make sure that your pipes are wrapped both inside and out. Mine still are. And on nights when we drop below freezing, keep those faucets on a drip. Good pro tip, if those dripping sounds annoy you, put a sponge or a towel in the sink to muffle the noise. Protect your plants as well on those freezing nights. Bring them inside if you can, or if you can't, wrap them up. Same for your pets. Bring them inside or make sure any outdoor shelters are warm and have food and water. Make sure your smoke detectors are working, have a stash of extra batteries, and know where your emergency kit is, just in case. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You've seen the effects of those devastating fires in Los Angeles, and there are warnings we could see that here in Texas, according to the president of the Austin Firefighter Association. Bob Nix telling KXAN television that the topography north and west of Austin combined with dry conditions could be a problem. And then there is the wind threat.
We do have the high winds. We have the exact same conditions we're seeing in L.A., and that's why Austin is considered one of the highest, one of the five highest risks in the nation. The only one outside of California, by the way, nationally, to have the chance of catastrophic fires.
Nick's calling on Austin to take steps now to mitigate the chance of wildfires.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will be giving his final address, and many are reflecting on his time in office.
I asked this Plano resident to grade Biden's presidency. Here's what he said.
Economically, the stock market actually went up. That's a positive in my book. Social issues were kind of a little bit shaky, so I would give that a poor grade. You've got some geopolitical stuff that's going on, which obviously is not ideal. I would give that part of the equation an F.
From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredis and News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The North Texas man accused of stalking a WNBA superstar in Indiana will stay behind bars.
55-year-old Michael Thomas Lewis of Denton is accused of stalking Caitlin Clark. During his first court appearance, he was disruptive and repeatedly shouted at the judge.
Not your time.
Show me the bookie.
Stop talking.
She entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and assigned him a public defender. During the hearing, Lewis said that he was guilty as charged and wanted to stay in jail. He also told the judge that he needed his medicines when she asked if he had any mental illness. His bond was set at $50,000. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The ACLU is giving its strategy for today's Supreme Court arguments against the new Texas online pornography law. The law requires age verification. And opponents like the ACLU's Barry Eidelman say that means adults would have to register.
Forcing adults to share personal and identifying information before they can access protected expression will obviously make people think twice before accessing websites and material that they have every right to access.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argues that there is nothing wrong with the state forcing the porn industry to keep children off the sites.
A lot of Americans are sick and tired of a lot of things. A new poll finds that 97% of us say the state of the world is just making us cranky. 86% say there's still time to turn it around. 14% say it's too late. The things that make us sickest and most tired: misinformation online. Politics and government catches 84%, tied with violence and crime. Inflation and the cost of living irritates 82%. That's just ahead of social issues and our divided country. We are a very divided nation. We seem to like it that way.
Property owners devastated by the damage left behind by the wildfires in Southern California are still on the hook for their mortgage payments and property tax. Nick Smith with News Nation has more.
But there are a few tools to help mitigate the financial hit.
We're going to reduce your assessment and your property taxes for damaged or destroyed property. There is a program, it is called Misfortune and Calamity, that requires me to reduce the assessed value of your property to reflect the damage or the destruction. If your home was completely burned to the ground, we're going to value the home at zero.
A reduction, but not a removal. The key thing here is when Assessor Prang is talking about property, he's specifically talking about the property, the house, the garage, anything built on the parcel of land. But the underlying land itself is not included in that exemption.
Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, the quarterly earnings estimates have all been solidified, and they're beginning to kick off. We're beginning to hear from companies with actual earnings, and wow, what a way to start. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, BlackRock, Citi, all the big banks, Bank of New York Mellon, all reporting today, and all with absolute blowout numbers. And with interest rates headed higher, they're probably going to make even more money. But you get Goldman Sachs up $11 a share, or J.P. Morgan up a couple of dollars, and their Dow stocks, they have a direct impact. And it's one of the big reasons the Dow Industrials Average looks to continue its rally and open up over 200 points, while the NASDAQ, which dragged yesterday and the day before in trading too, is up 85 points. That's the projection. And the S&P average up 23 points. That's the early indicator. Now, all that could change because just in moments we'll get the inflation numbers that really count. Yesterday was a pleasant surprise. The producer price index, the wholesale rate of inflation, came out on the low end of estimates. Now it's the big one, the retail inflation. Consumer price index expected to be up 0.3%. The core rate expected to be up 0.2%. What we'll really watch are the year-over-year numbers, and they're expected to uptick a little bit, but we'll find out about that very shortly. Meanwhile, I tell you what's upticked. Interest rates, mortgage rates, the 30-year fixed rate above 7%, 7.09% during the most recent reporting period. And oddly enough, the refinancing were up 22%. And the mortgage applications index overall up 33.3%. People have just given up waiting for that. More earnings reports out later on today and lots of individual stocks that are moving. But for right now, we look higher across the board. And interest rates, they're cooperating. The 10-year rate down to 4.76%, while crude is bouncing back a little bit, up 57 cents, $76.93. And gold's up a whopping $22.80 to $27.05.30. David Johnson, News Radio.
We're following breaking news in the Middle East this morning. We're told now a deal has been reached between Hamas and Israel for a ceasefire and a prisoner swap. The deal, we're told, is going to be signed this evening. An announcement is going to be made tomorrow. The prisoner exchange and ceasefire, we're told, will begin on Sunday.
Two people arrested during an emotional day in Tarrant County. A protest about county jail conditions shuts down a meeting of county commissioners.
Nine people died at the Tarrant County Jail in 2024. Sheriff Bill Wayburn gave commissioners a report about two people who died during their meeting Tuesday, saying his employees and staff from JPS Hospital followed protocol.
According to everything that we have seen, Tarrant County Sheriff's Office followed all state guidelines and our guidelines, which is higher than the state.
Y'all don't need to touch him.
Don't touch him.
But protesters disrupted the meeting. Then commissioners heard from dozens of people saying inmates are ignored during medical emergencies.
Firstly, he didn't get any of his meds or insulin at the beginning of the day. He came into the day room. He seemed fine, but shortly after, everything was going downhill.
It is not the job of the Tarrant County Jail to put anybody to death.
JPS gave an overview of how it provides care at the jail, saying they have doctors and nurses available 24/7, and every inmate gets screened when they're booked. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURD.
The city of Dallas doing everything it can to make sure violent crime numbers continue to fall.
And one of the main ways is to hire more officers. Dallas has just over 3,100 police officers right now, but department officials believe they need another 500 officers to adequately police the city. Despite the deficit, Dallas has seen a significant drop in almost every category of violent crime over the past 3 years, and City Councilwoman Kara Mendelson wants to make sure that continues.
That's 65 less people that died this year because of murder in Dallas. That's incredible.
She and others on the council want to spend more money on trying to recruit officers from Austin and Houston. Interim Police Chief Michael Igo says the low crime numbers and higher pay will get some officers to consider Dallas.
Our recruiting team is working hard, and it's showing by the number of classes that we have coming up and the number of recruits in those classes, so we can make it happen.
DPD wants to hire 400 new officers this year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.